From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns will conclude a message called Saved from Wrath by Faith, part of this series of studies in Hebrews chapter 11. The text is verse 31. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. As vile a sinner as Rahab was, when she believed what she heard about the God of Israel, her life was spared, and her soul was saved. Her salvation points to the infinity of God's mercy, the infinite power of Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit to change the most depraved heart. The sign that she and her family would be saved was the scarlet cord hung in her window. So every repentant sinner is saved by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only was Rahab delivered from the destruction of Jericho, but she was brought into the nation of Israel and became an ancestor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yet the text makes it clear that those in Jericho who refused to believe God perished. In Mark 16, verse 16, Christ said, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. Before he comes, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text comes from Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. Looking unto Jesus. It is ever the Holy Spirit's work to turn our eyes away from self to Jesus. But Satan's work is just the opposite of this, for he is constantly trying to make us regard ourselves instead of Christ. He insinuates, Your sins are too great for pardon. You have no faith. You do not repent enough. You will never be able to continue to the end. You have not the joy of His children. You have such a wavering hold of Jesus. All these are thoughts about self, and we shall never find comfort or assurance by looking within. But the Holy Spirit turns our eyes entirely away from self. He tells us that we are nothing, but that Christ is all in all. Remember, therefore, it is not thy hold of Christ that saves thee. It is Christ. It is not thy joy in Christ that saves thee. It is Christ. It is not even faith in Christ, though that be the instrument. It is Christ's blood and merits. Therefore, look not so much to thy hand with which thou art grasping Christ, as to Christ. Look not to thy hope, but to Jesus, the source of thy hope. Look not to thy faith, but to Jesus, the author and finisher of thy faith. We shall never find happiness by looking at our prayers, our doings, or our feelings. It is what Jesus is, not what we are, that gives rest to the soul. If we would at once overcome Satan and have peace with God, it must be by looking unto Jesus. Keep thine eyes simply on Him. Let His death, His sufferings, His merits, His glories, His intercession be fresh upon thy mind. When thou wakest in the morning, look to Him. When thou liest down at night, look to Him. Oh, let not thy hopes or fears come between thee and Jesus. Follow hard after Him, and He will never fail thee. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name.
Say, Lord, give us.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We've been particularly encouraged by the response to the program content and the format. So if you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then take our thanks for taking time to do so. And if you haven't yet done so, we would be delighted to hear from you. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular postal mail. You may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. As you can see, it's easy to contact us. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you, and that you'll join us on our website this week.
Rahab was not only saved out of Jericho, she was not turned out loose into the wilderness, she was brought into Israel, to the people of God. Not only so, she was not only brought into Israel, but her past was so completely obliterated and her morals were so completely purified that she was made a mother in Israel. She married and became a mother in Israel. Watch it very carefully. The height and the depth and the inscrutability of the purpose of God. Matthew chapter 1. That converted harlot was given a place in the direct lineage of Jesus Christ. How good, how merciful is our God. Faith was fully vindicated. You trust Christ to save you from hell, and He'll save you from hell. But my friend, He'll do far better than that. He'll give you right now a life among the Israel of God. He'll give you a life in fellowship with Him around the power of His blood and through the ministry of His Spirit. You trust Christ to save you from hell, and He'll make this world a different place for you. But far better than that, He'll bring you to the heights of glory, and you, a vile wretch and sinner, will find yourself in the closest possible association, yea, union with the Son of God, so that your name and His will be forever linked together. God's grace vindicated her faith. So Rahab was saved from wrath. Rahab was saved by faith. But I want you to notice as we finish that those who believed not perished. There's an interesting insight here into the destruction of Jericho and its people. Why did Jericho perish? Well, you could say because of its history of sin. The cup of the Amorites came to the full in Jericho. She was a wicked, wicked city. Her people were a wicked, ungodly, wretched people. You can say they perished because of that. But that's not what Paul is saying here. That's true. But you see, they believed not. That's what he's saying. Watch this very carefully. According to Rahab's words, the men of Jericho heard of the Lord's doings at the Red Sea. The men of Jericho heard about His redemption. The men of Jericho heard about His judgment of Sihon and of Og on the east side of Jordan. The men of Jericho heard about the coming of God's judgment with the armies of Israel. And they were scared for a while. But they didn't believe. They did not believe. And whereas Rahab was looking for mercy from the God of Israel, the men of Jericho were digging in to fight the God of Israel. And they perished. As I've said, Jericho is a cameo of the world. The majority believe not. That's the trouble. This world is populated with unbelievers. You can talk about them being sinners, but you take wherever the gospel has gone, yet there is a great preponderance of unbelief. They believe not. You think of this meeting this morning. Vast majority of people here say, "Yes, preacher, I'm saved, and I trust you are." But I want you to think this through. Think even of this very meeting. Think of our own homes and our own families. Ponder our own hearts. Are there not even here people who have heard and heard and heard and heard again? But they believe not. And they are digging in their own willfulness, their own rebellion against God. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Believing not. Going out into eternity, knowing the Bible, knowing the great gospel texts knowing the story of the cross, knowing the invitations of grace, knowing the promises of love, knowing all about the blood, knowing every fact about the gospel, going out into eternity with a head chock full of what you know and a heart empty of faith in Jesus Christ. Going out into eternity that way is to go out like Judas Iscariot, to go to your own place, and you'll find that it will be night time for you as it was for him. We have all been born into a doomed world. The judgment for a long time seems to have lingered. This world is headed for the day of reckoning. That day is fast approaching. I do not place dates on the calendar of God, but I tell you, either for the world or for you as an individual, that day of reckoning is fast approaching. You must either be saved as Rahab was saved, or perish as those who believed not perished. It's black and white. It's heaven or hell. To use the words of some of the greatest preachers of the past, basing their text on the words of Ezekiel, it's turn or burn. That's it. You can leave this meeting this morning a Rahab saved by grace through faith. Or you can dig in like the king of Jericho to fall before the justice of an offended God. Him says, come to the Savior. Make no delay. Hear in his word, he hath shown us the way. Here in our midst, he's standing today, tenderly saying, come. May you come. Make sure you're saved. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. We do want every head bowed in prayer, and we want every eye closed. In one moment or two, this meeting will be over. I want every boy and every girl, every young person, every man, every woman, seriously to consider this matter today. Where do I stand with God? I'm in a Jericho with judgment just about to fall. Where do I stand with God? What's your answer? What is your personal answer? Don't shrug it off. Don't hide behind some form of words. Don't play the fool. We're talking eternal reality. Man, woman, or young person, make very sure today that it's recorded in heaven of you as it's recorded of Rahab. That man, that woman, by faith, was saved from destruction. You can come to Christ today. The invitation is there. Come unto me. And the promise is given, him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Come humbly, with need. Just come. I'm here as your servant for Jesus' sake. I invite you to remain and have a word with me. And I'd be glad to point you to Christ. May God bless you. May not one of you leave this meeting unsaved. Eternal God, Father in heaven, we marvel at the mercy of God. We admire that grace that could reach a Rahab. But Lord, we thank thee more for that greater grace that would reach to us. For Lord, we believe that our own sins are greater than hers, for we have sinned against greater light, greater liberty. Oh God, we confess to thee that the pride of our heart would blind us to our need. And oh God, we confess that there is the Pharisee by nature in every one of us. Lord, we bless thee for thy mercy, for thy love, for the precious blood of the Lamb. We thank thee that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. That he was buried, that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. That he's ascended to the right hand of God, the omnipotent Savior, the Prince and the Savior, the one who gives repentance to the Israel of God. Lord, we're glad today that we have an omnipotent and living Christ. Oh, we pray that thou wilt not let one man or one woman, one youth, one child who's come to the years of discernment to walk out of this meeting rejecting Christ. God, see of souls. And Lord, revive our hearts. Make us to love like Jesus loved, to have compassion as our Lord had compassion, to weep o'er the erring one, to lift up the fallen, to tell them of Jesus, the mighty to save. Do it, Lord, we pray. And to thee we shall give all the praise. Part us now with thy blessing. Keep us in thy fear, the beginning of knowledge and wisdom. Be our portion both this Lord's day and until our Savior either calls us home or comes again in all his glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.